You're doing business in an app-driven, multi-cloud world. You want to build and run your apps on your choice of clouds, and you need to manage all those clouds as easily as one. With VMware cross-cloud services, you've got options. That's because VMware delivers the multi-cloud choice, security, and control you need to accelerate innovation, deliver great apps, and drive business forward. VMware, the smarter way to cloud. Learn more at vmware.com.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
As many of you fans from the Salcedo Storm podcast know, I am based in the great state of Texas. I don't know if I've ever told the story here on the podcast. I know I've told it in broadcast on KSEV. Maybe even I've gotten into it on a preamble or two on Newsmax. But I don't think I've told the story here. I'm originally from the People's Republic of California, back when California still had some vestiges, some influence from Governor Ronald Reagan. Largely, my family bounced back between two communities out there. Divorced family. Between two communities, a place called Ramona, California, kind of a small town in the foothills of San Diego County, in eastern San Diego County. And then Poway, which was a bigger city, much better school district. I am a product of GovEd, back when it was public education. And Poway High School was where I graduated from. And Poway High School was the fourth ranked high school in the United States when I graduated from it. And it was all downhill in GovEd, frankly, from there. And I'm not saying that just because, oh, my generation was the last generation. No, no. Gen X was probably the beginning of the end of GovEd. Anyway, long story short, I came up in media out there in California, got into weather, traffic, television, radio, got my first taste of conservative talk radio on a show called The Roger Hedgecock Show, and I was doing weather at the time, and weather guys weren't supposed to get political. Of course, weather guys weren't supposed to do hard-hitting think pieces on Social Security, but this weather guy did. It was at that point I think I knew and understood that I wasn't going to be a weather and traffic guy. I wasn't going to smile and pretend everything was okay when everything wasn't. Because of that body of work and that background, somebody by the name of Tom Doerr reached out to me. Tom Doerr, great guy. Only worked with him 6 months before he left, but he was the one who brought me to Texas in 2006. I'll tell you, my wife and I, We thought we were going to go back to California. We had built a house out there just before we had left and got this offer. And I'll show you a quick story, too, about the Fox affiliate that I worked at. We had taken the Fox affiliate from a startup back in the year 2000. Fox News had sent out to all of its affiliates, you must launch a news department. You must to maintain your affiliation. And so the Fox affiliate out there did. And that's where I got weather and traffic and television experience there. I started out doing weekends there and then ended up working my way into the full-time weather gig. The show that we were on was a 10 o'clock newscast. And as you know, the 11 o'clock newscasts are the ones who rule the roost around most of the country. And there was one other player in San Diego, still there as a matter of fact, KUSI-TV. KUSI has no network affiliation. They're independent. and they were the king at 10 o'clock. So Fox 6, our job was to supplant the king. And it took us 3.5, 4 years with some help from American Idol, which was all the rage at the time. And we did it. So my boss, a Cubano by the name of Alberto Pando, who is still a dear friend, great, great man, a visionary, really. He got promoted naturally because he took this startup to number one within 3.5, 4 years. So they brought in a new news director. Now, there are two types of managers in this world, kids. There are those who say, man, I've been handed a great thing. Let's not screw it up. Let's make sure we keep what got us here. Then there are those who come in and say, ah, I got to put my own stamp on it. And the station had just reached number one. And then this news director was brought in and said, up, change everything. And I was one of the changes. This news director wanted to put in a female weather person who arguably was pretty, I don't think this is off book saying this. She was pretty hot. She was. I remember her name, Aloha Taylor. Aloha Taylor. She was, it probably still is, gorgeous. But again, they wanted to bust me down to weekends after I was part of the team that got us to number one. So that's when Tom Doerr came knocking at the door and said, hey, we want to bring you to Texas. And I said, man, you guys have real weather out there. You don't want a weather guy like me. I'm a weather reporter. I'm not a meteorologist. He goes, no, I don't want to make you a weather guy. I want to make you an anchor. To which I said, okay. So we left the comfy confines of our Poway, California home and came out to Texas. And again, we didn't sell our home because we rented it thinking we were going to be back. That was our dream home. We built it. And then California went into the crapper. And then the People's Republic of California just went to pot and has been basically a sewer ever since. San Diego became a Democrat town, as did almost every other town in that godforsaken state. And by the way, the station that I was blown out of, where the news director came in and made all those changes, guess what happened to that station? Right back down to the cellar. So that was metaphorical. As California was falling, so too was the station I used to work at, because they departed from what worked. What worked? The rule of law, the Constitution, we the people. That's what worked. So I get out to Texas, and it's a culture change. Folks, here in Texas, they are, even on the music stations, they openly talk about God. Openly. It was verboten out in San Diego. Didn't realize it at the time because it's something you just kind of grow accustomed to when you're in that environment. But it was a culture shock in the good way for me and my family. We settled down and we never looked back. We are Texans, and I take Texas very seriously. And when I see issues impacting Texas that threaten to destroy Texas the way California has been destroyed, where prosperity has been thrown into dust, where the rule of law has been chucked, my hackles really are raised. So I have made a determination that I will protect Texas as if I were native born, because it is one of the last bastions of freedom in this country. Florida has come on in recent years, and you know what? Governor Ron DeSantis deserves every bit of credit for what he has done. But I'm here to tell you that the independent streak in Texas is good, and I seek to maintain it. And if it means standing in the way of left-wing extremists, I intend to misbehave. Governor Greg Abbott visits the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you. not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
All right, my friends, let's get to it. I want to welcome to the Salcedo Storm Podcast the governor of the great state of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott. Sir, great to have you back.
Great to be back with you again. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. EF3 tornado ripping through the Houston area. I got a call yesterday on this, and the response, the local response, has been panned by some folks calling into this show, in particular with Lena Hidalgo's absence, it seems, from taking any position on what's going on or trying to get some help to our folks here. I know that you don't take that hands-off approach. You're very much hands-on. What can you tell us?
Well, first, it's just astonishing when you see both the videos as well as see what happened on the ground to see how both severe it was. But to my knowledge right now, it's just astonishing that no one lost their life. This could have been catastrophic as far as loss of life is concerned. And we just hope and pray that that fact will remain, that no one loses their life. But we have taken a hands-on approach. I've been calling the mayors of these local cities, mostly on the eastern side of the Houston area, such as Deer Park, et cetera, and making sure they had everything that they need, engaged with them. And we immediately sent the Texas Division of Emergency Management to the area to assist in any way possible. The chief of emergency response in the state of Texas was there all day yesterday working with the local communities. And we, for one, are making sure that they have everything they need to be able to respond to this. Second, we are trying to speed up the response, especially with regard to getting things like power back on and debris cleaned up. We're working with the Texas Department of Insurance to set up a one-stop location where people can go in and very quickly file their insurance claims. And then we're going to be working with a lot of communities ranging from those cities on the eastern side of Harris County all the way over to Orange County, talking to them about the possibility of issuing a disaster declaration later on today.
Wow. Well, you know what? I will never forget when Harvey came roaring ashore, the ineptitude of local response from Turner's office on down the line. And if it wasn't for state help and how committed you were, I think Houston would have been far worse off. And always appreciated, again, whenever one of these disasters hits, your office has been very, very good at making sure you guys are on the front lines and responding. You know, that's a perfect way to dovetail into, as we're coming into the new legislative session, what are your priorities? What do you want to see get done in this legislative session?
Well, listen, there are so many top priorities. As you know, the number one priority in the state of Texas is to continue our robust efforts to do everything a state can possibly do to secure the border. I was on a conference call with members of the Texas congressional delegation yesterday, working with them on what Congress can and should be doing in this session now that Republicans hold the U.S. House. And they have so many tools. And I was urging them, use your tools to make sure that the federal government is going to do their job. But that said, Chris, well, listen, the state of Texas, we are going to allocate $4.6 billion for Texas to continue to secure the border, which means building more border wall, having the National Guard on the border, having the Texas Department of Public Safety down there making arrests, as well as coming up with some new innovative laws that will expand our toolkit even more about what we're doing on the border. Another thing that's going on that many of your listeners can painfully feel is the bite of extraordinarily high property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And we've already dedicated $15 billion to cut property taxes in Texas, which would be the largest property tax cut ever in the history of the state. We want to build more power through the power grid to make sure that as our population continues to grow, we will have reliable power. We must have greater school safety. We're pushing for school choice for parents. Listen, let me tell you something. We have 254 counties in the state of Texas. School choice is favored in all 254 counties in the state of Texas. So we will be working to get that passed. But very quickly, there's a couple of issues that are almost most unique to Harris County, Texas. One is Harris County, of the 254 counties, by the way, there was only one county unable to get their vote counted within 24 hours, and that was Harris County.
Yep.
Harris County continues to be an outlier in vote integrity. And we're going to be passing laws that continue to rate in Harris County. And then one last thing, Chris, about Harris County, which is the most outrageous, and that is they continue to release dangerous criminals on bail who belong behind bars. And once they're released on bail, they go on to commit other crimes, including murder. And it's outrageous. And
it
so
is.
We will be passing laws that rein in the outrageous conduct of judges and the outrageous conduct of district attorneys.
And some of those people that are murdered are actually constabulary. I cannot believe what happens in Harris County. But you're right. You've rightly pointed out that Harris County is the wart on Texas, to be honest with you. The way the folks they put in charge here, Governor, it is absolutely insane what they do. And by the way, I am so glad to hear that parental school choice is a top priority. I know the Lieutenant Governor is with you on that, full-throated. And the state of Iowa just had a sweeping, and they joined the civilized states that believe in parental school choice. And I'm hoping that you and the Lieutenant Governor and the leaders in Texas can push Texas over the finish line. Folks, we're talking to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and many of you probably don't know there was an historic agreement in infrastructure that was signed between the Army and TxDOT. Governor, tell the folks what this entails and what it's going to mean to their lives.
So a lot of people may have heard the phrase like a public-private partnership.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's called a public-public partnership. Where there is an agreement between a state and the United States military to assist the United States military in building roads on military installations. Texas has 15 military installations in our state, and we support our military any way we can. And the agreement we entered into yesterday is the largest agreement ever entered into between a state and the United States military. And we're going to be contracting with the United States military to assist them in building roads and other things on their bases.
All right. Well, Governor, that is, again, Texas showing their support for the United States military. I think that's a fantastic agreement. And praise God, it makes life easier for our military because they've not had a rough go because of their current so-called commander-in-chief. There's another issue that has come up, and there's a lot that goes on with this one, and I know that your staff made sure you were briefed on it because it impacts this show. As you know, you've been with us here on radio. You've been with us on Newsmax, and Newsmax is under attack by left-wing censorship. We've been deplatformed from AT&T's DirecTV, and there's a couple of aspects I'm hoping that you can put on your political hat, the law that you know very well, hat on as well with this, because there's several aspects of it. We know, for example, that the reason why that we were canceled is because DirecTV didn't want to pay the licensing fees that they're paying to less watched liberal channels because of their political bias. So they want to silence the free speech of conservatives and of Republicans. That's one end. But the other end is that AT&T and DirecTV indirectly take money from the taxpayers of Texas, take money from the taxpayers of the United States through government contracts. Let me just ask you, do you think that a company that takes taxpayer money should be allowed to be ideological bigots and silencing political views they disagree with?
No, not at all. And it's outrageous. It's outrageous that conservative speech in the United States of America is being silenced. And as you know, I was on Newsmax many times, and I was on there because it provides a platform where we can share information with the public that otherwise the public would not even know about. And so it's essential that we have news outlets like Newsmax to be able to fully inform the public, and to silence that is just outrageous.
Governor Greg Abbott, the great state of Texas. Sir, thank you very much for your time. As always, tell your folks we are pleased as punch that they were able to get you on this morning, and we'll talk again soon.
You too. You take care.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me a favor, folks. Check out two websites, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. Boy, they have really zeroed in on all of the abuses of Gov Ed on our children, all the abuses of this LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG cultural Marxism that is being marketed out there to these drag queen shows and these so-called family-friendly exposing of our children to debaucherous activities. If, folks, I've asked the question often, if it's child abuse to take a young child to a woman scantily clad dancing around a pole, then why isn't it child abuse to take them to a man dressed up as a scantily clad woman dancing around a pole? I mean, all of you left-wingers out there say you're into equality. Isn't it equally child abuse? And shame on you parents for exposing your kids to that level of debauchery. They're covering it all at Texas Scorecard. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEB, the voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
You're doing business in an app-driven, multi-cloud world. You want to build and run your apps on your choice of clouds, and you need to manage all those clouds as easily as one. With VMware cross-cloud services, you've got options. That's because VMware delivers the multi-cloud choice, security, and control you need to accelerate innovation, deliver great apps, and drive business forward. VMware, the smarter way to cloud. Learn more at VMware.com.
In a world of social media, notifications, and pop-ups, it can be near impossible to focus. But now you have the power to beat distractions and make real breakthroughs with Remarkable, the paper tablet. Designed for tasks that demand focus, Remarkable is everything you love about paper in one digital system. It's your favorite thinking spot to take notes, draft, read, organize, and more. See how far you can go with just you and your thoughts at Remarkable.com. Remarkable, the paper tablet.